Them deer come around here pretty close, and they sure give them down the country. It's about feeding time, and they know, they can tell when 5 o'clock comes as good as you can.
Is that right?
They, hold on, them out there.
Got located some.
They usually wait till after I feed them. A deer comes to this pond and drink, you know, and they stay out in there. And when after I feed them, in at 5, or they'll go around this pond, and they'll strike them a deer, and they'll run it to plumb across Ashton Road over here at the bar, then they come back.
Yeah, sir. What kind of squirrels did y'all hunt for around here?
Oh, they's fox squirrels and cat squirrels, too. There's more cat squirrels this time than are fox squirrels, I think.
Hmm.
But you know, we've been finding a lot of dead squirrels in the woods now. I don't know why. Don't know what's killing them. But the boys has been deer hunting back in here. They told me that they'd seen a lot of them. Seen the dogs pick up dead squirrels around.
Yes, sir.
By trees all up in that country back there.
Where I was from, when I left home, they were having trouble with rabies, with some, you know, wild animals.
Yeah.
Y'all ever have a problem with that?
Well, yeah. Here, a few years ago, the fox, we had a lot of fox that got rabies, and I had a dog here that, one night there's a fox come and they had a fight on the house and run him off. I had two, them black ringneck dogs, and they had a fight with that fox on the house and they run him off over in the field over there and killed him. And then on Saturday before Christmas Eve, one of my nephews or niece's husband come down here. He asked me to work on his car. I always work on cars and stuff out in front here.
Yes, sir.
And that old dog and one of them was a young dog, and the other was an old dog, and they looked just alike, almost. They went up there and treated a squirrel. And I told the old boy, I said, now, they've run that squirrel up a tree, because they barked a little bit, and then the puppy was barking, too. I know that they'd seen him go up a tree. He was just learning the tree, you know. And
yes, sir.
I told him, you can go up there and kill that squirrel. He had a .22 automatic. And that little boy of mine, he wasn't very big then, went with him up there and they shot that squirrel out and picked him up and started off, and that dog run by him and hit a bush, you know, and he come back and hit the trigger of that gun and kill that dog just dead as a doornail. He hit right back of the head there. It killed him. I wouldn't have taken $1,000 for that dog.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it could have been that boy though, just sees could have been that dog too.
Yes, sure could have.
That's the oldest boy. He was just a small boy then.